Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel. Halakuach Hoshenitin Lo Matana. If an animal was bought or was given to a person as a gift, Pater Meiser Behema. So then it's Pater from Meiser Behema. It's only animals that are born into your flock that you're chayiv in Meiser Behema. So Ha'achim HaShutafin. If you have brothers who are Shutfin in an estate that they got from their father, so Shechayavin Bekalbon, when their partnership in the estate is such that they pay the kalbon along with their machsa shekel, meaning they divided the estate already and then they just joined back together, so they're regular shutafin, then putarim maiser behema, then they're pater from maiser behema, because if it's owned b'shutfas, it's pater from maiser, v'shachayavim b'maiser behema, but if they are chayiv in maiser behema, because it's not considered a shutfas, meaning the estate is still just the estate, it was never really divided, then putarim in a kalbon, then they would be Pater from paying the kalbon when they pay the machsa shekel, meaning if they pay the machsa shekel out of the estate, it's like the father is paying it for them, and therefore the pater from the kalbon. If they buy animals as part of from the money of the estate, chayavin, and they're chayavin meiser from the newborn animals, because the estate is still just owned by it. We view it as if it's still a separate entity that's owned by the father, ve'im lahav. But if the animals are not part of the estate, then peturin, then they're pater from meiser behema. So even though the brother's partnership is in this undivided estate, which is considered like a separate thing, their other partnership, you know, that they make with their own money, is its own separate business, and that's not part of the estate. If they divided the estate and then they rejoined together and made a partnership, so it looks like it's the same undivided estate, but it's not, because they divided and then just joined back together. Behema, they have to pay the kalbon like any other shutfim, and they're pater from Meiser Behema like any other shutfim, because that's just viewed as a regular partnership. Mishnah Dalid, Hakol Nichnas L'dir L'Zaser. All the newborn animals come into one pen to do the Meiser. Chutz min Klayim, except for animals that are Klayim, V'atrefa, or animals that are a Trefa, V'yotzi Dofen, or animals born with C-section, U'machusr Zman, or animals that are less than 8 days old, so they couldn't be a carbon anyway. The yasom, or an animal which is a yasom. Ezu yasom. What does it mean? An animal is a yasom. Kol shemesi ima o shenishchta. If the animal's mother died or is shechted at the moment it gave birth to this offspring. Rabbi Shua omer afilu nishchta ima v'ashalach kayim. Even if the mother was shechted while giving birth, but the hide of the mother was still intact, ein ze yasom, then that would not qualify as a yasom and would still be chayiv in meiser Behema. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about being pats from Meiser Behema if an animal was purchased or given as a matana as opposed to born into the estate. And then we spoke about brothers in a father's estate when they're chayiv in Meiser Behema because they're not considered shutafim, when they're pats from Meiser Behema because they are considered shutafim, and has an inverse relationship with the chiyuv of kalbon when it comes to machsa shekel. And then in Mishnah Dalid, we spoke about certain animals are excluded from being babi cheshbon from Meiser Behema, klayim animals, trefa animals, C-section animals, animals that are too young, and a yasom, which we had a machlokas, how to define yasom. Okay, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Hey.